Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It's cloudy outside today, which snowed last night, which is so crazy last night. And it's a little bit of snow, which is, I am so happy to see snow on the ground. And, yeah, I'm so excited and pumped. And, yeah, because this episode of Henry Danger is crazy, so, yeah. So wait, excuse me, where are my manners? Your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Danger Universe and the HGU, and I recap both of these lovely shows. And when I tell you this episode of Henry Danger is going to be bonkers, this episode is going to be bonkers, and I got to say it that much. You thought last week was crazy? This week's episode is going to be crazy. So thank you for joining, and I hope it made your day a little bit better, is because who doesn't want to celebrate with a Henry Danger podcast to cheer up their day, am I right? So, yes, I hope you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe we'll take a bite out of your day. So, yeah, so wherever you are across the pond, thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes up. So, yeah, so let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. This Wednesday, Star Wars fans, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. The Mandalorian Season 3 is coming out tomorrow on Disney Plus on March 1st, and I am so freaking excited about this, because I've been watching both seasons of this series, and now they're coming out with a Season 3, and I am so dang excited to see when the Mandalorian is going to take next with Grogu, and I'm so freaking excited about this. So make sure you go watch The Mandalorian Season 3, March 1st, tomorrow, Wednesday, only on Disney Plus. So you do not want to miss that. Trust me, when you're a big Star Wars nerd like me, you're a big Star Wars nerd like me. So, yeah, because you never know. And, yeah, so make sure you go watch on Disney Plus tomorrow, which is March 1st. And cannot wait for this episode journey. So it's going to be great. And Star Wars fans, it's finally here. And this movie, oh boy, if you're a big fan of the Rocky franchise, this is the third movie that we've all been waiting for, and it's Creed 3, and it stars Michael B. Jordan, which makes his directorial debut in this movie, which is kind of interesting. Not only he stars in this movie, but, like, he directs this thing as well. And Jonathan Majors, when we saw in Quantumania, he's gonna kick ass in this film, and I saw the trailers, and this is gonna be insane. So make sure you go, and if you're a big, big Rocky fan, which most of you are, you should go and get your tickets for Creed 3 this Friday, so you do not want to miss that. Trust me, it's the biggest movie out of the year, and you heard the trailers, what Matt Ramos said. So, yeah, make sure you go and get your tickets for Creed 3 this Friday. Not want to miss it. And trust me, thought the first two of them was crazy. This third one is going to blow your socks off. So make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday for Creed 3. And, yeah, there's nothing more I can say, because this is the movie that we've all been waiting for a long time. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to recap Episode 10, Season 5 of Henry Danger, Grand Theft Auto. Oh boy, this episode involves with a talking parrot and does not go well when animals are in the room. So, yeah, you thought last week's episode was bonkers. This one is going to be much bonkers, as it already is. So, yeah, so may you sit back, relax, enjoy it, and who knows, maybe you'll get a kick out of it out of your day. So, yeah. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so make sure you go keep up with the follows, keep it on the shares, the posts, the likes. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, it makes me so happy. So, yeah, so thank you so much. And so, yeah. And the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 10, season 5 of Henry Danger, Grand Theft Auto. Man, oh man, oh man, when I told you this episode was bonkers, I mean this episode was bonkers. Thought last week's episode was crazy. This episode involves a talking bird, goes off the walls. Trust me, if you saw the episode, you know the drill. But if you haven't seen it, well, this is your treat. So, so this episode involves a talking bird, and it's just crazy, and you get the point. So, hope you guys sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and who knows, you might get a few laughs and crack out of it, and I hope it takes the time out of your day. So, this episode is awesome. I saw it for the first time, and I felt like a talking bird is causing so much trouble, and you'll see it in a bit. But, so make sure you sit back, relax, get your snacks, get anything that you're going for, and, that's all I can say. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you turn on this big or whatever device that you have, is because this episode's about to blow you away, and if you've already done that, congratulations. So, let's get this party started, and, let's begin! Okay, so this first scene involves in Henry's house, and Charlotte and Henry are doing schoolwork, which is not a surprise there, in Henry's kitchen, which is kind of in the whatsoever, and Charlotte said, well, Henry's going toward her and said, name three of America's founding fathers, and cut to Henry, and he said, King, and cut to Charlotte said, I'm gonna stop you right there, and cut to Henry said, I was gonna say Martin Luther King, snaps his fingers and said, Junior. Cut to Charlotte and said, you're going to fail this test. And cut to Henry snaps his fingers and said, correct. And cut to Jasper walking through the door and slams and said, coming in with corn. And cut to Charlotte and Henry both looking at him. Cut to Jasper grabbing the corn, throws it at them. Somehow Charlotte was blindsided by the corn hitting her and somehow Henry was just looking both ways. And cut to Jasper said, so, what did I miss while I was in Iowa? And cut to Charlotte and said, a razor? Jasper said, oh, you're talking about my mustache. What do you think? Cut Jasper walking towards them. And cut to Charlotte and said, I think it's even worse than your chain wallet. Cut Jasper taking out his wallet and said, my choo-choo chain? Cut to his wallet and said, love this thing. Cut to Charlotte and said, Henry, will you please talk some sense into your friend? And while he goes towards Jasper, cut to Jasper talking to Henry talking to Jasper and said, Jasper, I do not like that mustache. Cut to Charlotte's like, thank you. So Henry next talking to Jasper said, I love it. Charlotte said, what? Cut to Henry turning around. Jasper was back at him and said, I said, I love it. And he gave him like the bro handshake and he said, dude, where'd you grow that bad boy? Jasper said, well, if you mustache. To Henry said, yeah. Hey, I must. And cut to Charlotte with the old boy looks and everything. Cut to Jasper with Henry and said, I grew up while I was at my cousin's wedding in Iowa. Cut to Henry and said, dude, respect. Jasper snaps his fingers. Charlotte said, hey, are you guys messing with me right now? Cut to both of them turning to Charlotte and said, I don't know. Henry said, I don't know what you're talking about. Jasper said, I do not joke about about facial hair. Cut to Piper walking in with a parrot. And said, hey, can you guys watch my class parrot while I... Cut to both Jasper and Charlotte. Cut to Jasper and Henry. And cut to Piper said, what? What is on your face? And Jasper said, well, walking towards Piper said, well, if you mustache. Cut to Henry and Charlotte with the looks. Walking towards him. Jasper again said, it's my new mustache. Said, like it? Cut to Piper and said, can I be 100% honest here? To Charlotte said, thank you. Said, love the mustache. To Charlotte said, what? Piper said, love the mustache. And cut to Otto, who is the parrot, cut to all of them and said, love the mustache. I said, love the mustache. Cut to Piper giggling a little bit next to Jasper and said, Otto loves it too. To Jasper said, where'd you get the bird? And decides to take Otto out and said, Piper said, he's our class parrot, Otto. It's my turn to take care of him for the weekend. And cut to Jasper looking at him and said, "Aw." Cut to him and say, "Hey there, buddy. My name's..." And somehow Otto pecked at him and said, "Ah!" So her and Piper and said, "Yeah, don't touch him. He doesn't like that." Otto said, "Don't touch him." Cut to Jasper next to Piper and said, "So he talks and stuff?" Piper said, "Nah, he just picks up phrases and repeats things sometimes." Cut to Henry said, "Otto, say, sweet stash, Jasper." I said, "Sweet stash, Jasper. Sweet stash, Jasper." And they were kind of saying, "It's so cute." And Piper said, "Okay, I gotta go grab his Bert seat from my car. I have a driver's license." Cut to all of them. Charlie said, "Sent by mistake." Charlotte said, "Why do we have to keep saying that?" Henry said, "Establish." Cut to Charlotte getting up from the couch and turning back around and said, "Come on, let's get back to studying history." Henry said, "What?" Cut to Charlotte and cut to Henry again and said, "How can we study our past when we got a talking bird and a mustache in our present?" Cut to Charlotte with the dirty looks. Jasper said, "You know, there could be a mustache in your future." Henry stands up and he said, "You really think I should grow one?" Jasper said, "Yes. You could have a mustache as Henry Hart and as Kid Danger." And Henry said, "Dude, if I had a mustache, that would be man danger." Jasper said, "I just got chills." Henry said, "What?" Cut to Charlotte next to them and said, "Hey, be quiet." And they both looked at her and cut to them. And Jasper said, "Why?" Charlotte said, "Because I don't want Piper to walk in here and hear you say that Henry is Kid Danger." Cut to Otto said, "Henry is Kid Danger. Henry is Kid Danger. Henry is Kid Danger." Cut to both of the boys and start to look at Charlotte. Cut to Charlotte said, "See, that's what I didn't want to happen." Cut to the both boys again. And that's about it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There's five scenes involved in this, and that's Henry's house, Henry Hart house front porch, Henry's room, the house hallway, and the KLVY news station. And cut to Otto and cut to all of them, and Otto said, "Henry is Kid Danger. Henry is Kid Danger." Cut to Henry next to Jasper and said, "Why did you tell Otto that I'm Kid Danger, Charlotte?" Jasper said, "Yeah, not a great move, Charlotte." And while Jasper goes off screen, Charlotte said, "I didn't mean to. I was trying to get you guys to stop saying that Henry is Kid Danger." I said, "Henry is Kid Danger. Henry is Kid Danger." Cut to Henry with the looks. And cut to Charlotte's like, I have a problem. Cut to Henry going to next to Charlotte with his watch. And, "Well, I have a solution. Sorry, Otto. Blame Charlotte." And when Charlotte saw what Henry was doing, trying to kill the board, she blocked his watch and said, "No!" And hit the ceiling and someone hit Jasper and covers his mustache. Cut to Charlotte and Henry. Cut to Jasper shaking off the thing. To Charlotte next to Henry said, "You can't kill Otto." I said, "It's not his fault." Jasper said, "Yeah, it's your fault." Cut to Henry said, "Yeah, that's why I said blame Charlotte." Cut to Charlotte with the looks. Henry and Jasper high-five each other. And Charlotte said, "Look." Cut to Charlotte said, "Can we talk about whose fault it is later?" And Henry and Jasper said, "Yours." Charlotte said, "Right now, we have to deal with the fact that Piper's about to walk in here and sit in here." And cut to Otto and said, "Henry is Kid Danger." Cut to all of them. Henry said, "Okay, new plan. Cut to him taking Charlotte to the front door. Said, "You go outside, stall Piper for as long as you can." And Charlotte said, "How am I supposed to do that?" And Henry said, "I don't know. Just tell her that you lost your retainer. She needs to be find it." Charlotte said, "I don't have a retainer. My teeth are perfect." Cut to Henry with the face. And cut to Jasper said, "I lost my retainer last week. Been using a paperclip. Works just as well." Charlotte said, "I'm not going to say I lost my retainer. That's a terrible excuse." And Henry said, "Okay, then make up a new excuse, okay? Here, Charlotte, you're the smart one, all right?" And he pushes her out the door. "Go, go, 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 go." And cut to the front porch, and he pushes her out of there. Piper was dragging the bird seed. And Piper said, "Hey, help me bring the seed back sack inside." And Charlotte said, "You can't go inside." And Piper's like, "Why not?" And Charlotte said, "Because..." Piper looking at her. And cut to Charlotte saying, I lost my retainer, and I need you to help me find it. Cut to Piper said, but your teeth are perfect. Charlotte said, I know, because I have a retainer, which I lost. And now my teeth are going crazy. Piper and Charlotte back and forth, like, ah! So, you gotta help me find it right now. Cut to Piper said, why can't you just use a paper clip? And Charlotte said, girl code. Piper said, really? Cut to Charlotte said, girl code. Piper said, girl code. And cut to Henry with Jasper inside the house. And I said, help me hide Otto upstairs while we figure something out. Jasper said, all right. But what do we tell Piper when she comes back and there's no Otto? Henry's like, that's someone broke in and stole him. Cut to Jasper said, yes! And he runs somewhere. And cut to Henry said, wait, where are you going? Cut to Jasper, I got a great idea, Henry. And cut to him taking Otto in the cage to upstairs. And I said, Henry, is in danger. Henry, is in danger. He said, yeah, I know that Otto shut your dang beak. And somehow the pot plant just got thrown out the wind in the glass. And I was like, gah! Cut to him and cut to Piper heard that noise. With Charlotte said, what was that? Charlotte's like, I don't know, but I think I saw my retainer in the bushes. And somehow Charlotte pushes Piper off and Piper's like, ah! And cut to Charlotte. Cut to Henry going downstairs to see what was going on and cut to Jasper walking in. And Henry's like, what did you just do? To Jasper going walk past Henry said, oh, I threw a potted plant through your door. And cut to Henry next to him and said, why? Jasper said, to make this place look like a juicy crime scene. Cut to him past him and said, you're welcome. Cut to him looking at him and said, all right, now hit me in the face. Cut to Henry said, why? Why would I hit you in the face? Cut to Jasper said, because when the cops get here and they think that I put up a fight, they're not going to believe that a kid with a mustache just ran away. Cut to Henry said, dang it, you're right. Jasper said, yeah, I am. Now hit me in the face. And somehow Henry punched him in the face and he was out cold. And Piper said, what was that? Charlie said, nothing, nothing. Just keep looking for my... So Piper got the retainer case and said, found it! Charlie's like, found what? Piper's like, your retainer. When she was going to the other side, Piper got her. She saw her and was like, okay, thank... And she was shocked and said, wait, what? Piper said, I got it right here. Piper said, wow. Charlie's like, wow. I can't believe it. Cut to Piper said, put it in. Charlotte's like, I'm sorry? Cut to Piper said, put in your retainer. You said your teeth were going crazy. And you need your retainer right now. So, put it in. Cut to Charlotte. Cut to Piper said, girl code. Cut to Charlotte's like, really? Piper's like, girl code. Charlotte's like, girl code. And she opens the retainer case and took it out and said, okay. I said, here we go. And she puts the retainer in and everybody was grossed out. I said, there we go. I said, perfect. And somehow she took the birdseed out of the house and all of a sudden everything was all over the place in the house. And Jasper was in the corner. And Piper's like, oh my, what happened? And Jasper got up and goes to Piper and said, I tried to stop them. Piper's like, next to Charlotte said, who? Said, the robbers. Piper's like, what rob? And she tried to look for the parrot anywhere and she couldn't find him and said, where's Otto? Jasper's like, they took him, but not without a fight, which you could see from my face. Cut to Charlotte next to Piper and's like, where's Henry? She said, oh, he got scared and ran upstairs. Cut to Piper, he said, of course he did. Cut to Charlotte going upstairs says, I'm gonna go check on him. And she goes upstairs. And cut to Piper getting her phone to call the police. Jasper said, "Who are you calling?" Piper said, "The cops. This is obviously a juicy crime scene." Jasper's like, "It is a juicy crime scene, isn't it?" And he rubs his mustache. And cuts to Henry trying to take the retainer out of Charlotte's mouth. And they're arguing. Henry's back to his room. He said, "Hold still. Hold still. I'm trying to get it out." And Charlotte's like, "That hurts." And Henry said, "I'm trying to do it. Do you want it out or not?" And Charlotte's like, "Yes, I want it out." And Henry said, "Okay, then just chill." Charlotte's like, "Hurry up. Go, 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 go." Henry said, "Oh my gosh, your teeth are perfect." To Jasper walking in. Charlotte said, "I know. I get a lot of compliments." And cut to Jasper's point of view and thought they were kissing. Jasper said, "Guys, stop kissing." Cut to the both of them looking at Jasper. Jasper begins, "We have a crisis downstairs." Cut to Henry, confused face. He's like, "What?" Charlotte's like, "We're not kissing." Henry said, "I'm just trying to get the retainer out of Charlotte's mouth." To all of them. And Charlotte's like, "Yeah. Piper made me put it in and now it's stuck." Cut to Jasper looking at Henry and Charlotte and said, "Hey, my retainer case." He said, "Where'd you guys find this?" Cut to Charlotte with a shocked look on her face and said, "This is your retainer?" Jasper said, "If it came from that case, then yes." To Charlotte with a horrified look, he cut to Jasper and said, "So in a way, you're kind of kissing me." Cut to Hartner going to the corner. Cut to Charlotte's like, "Ew, ew, 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 ew." To all of them, cut to Henry's in the corner with a posed look on his face. We cut to Jasper looking around. Cut to Jasper and saying, "Where's Otto?" And then he opens his closet. And cut to Otto saying, "Henry is in danger." And then closes the door. And cut to his watch beeping. And he goes to the middle and he opens it up and says, "Hey, what's up, man? We got a little bit of a situation here." To Rand said, "I heard Jasper has a mustache now. Let me see it." Cut to all three of them and cut to Henry and say, "Hey, yeah, Jasper, come here." And he goes to where Henry was to see where Ray was. And Ray said, "Oh, Captain, man, that's a sweet stash." Just Charlotte with the annoying look said, "Are you kidding me?" Cut to Ray calling out to Schwartz said, "Schwartz!" To him, to hologram, said, "I just saw Jasper's stash." He said, "It's sweet." And cut to Schwartz coming into view. And cut to Jasper next to Henry said, "You like?" Schwartz says, next to Henry, Ray, and said, "Yeah, that is a very manly slip sweater." Cut to Charlotte and said, "Has the whole world gone crazy?" Cut to Ray next to Schwartz said, "Crazy for Jasper's stash." And he points at him and said, "You're getting a raise, buddy." Jasper next to Henry said, "Yes." And Henry pushes Jasper out of the way and said, "Look, later on, we can," and cut to him and said, "We can all give some love to Jasper's lip sweater." Ray looked at Schwartz and him again and said, "Can and will." And cut to him and said, "But right now, we got a problem, okay?" Cut to both Schwartz and Ray, and cut to Henry again and said, "Because Piper's talking bird fat out, I'm Kid Danger, so now we're hiding it in my closet, so it doesn't tell the secret to everybody in Swellview." Cut to Ray chuckling with Schwartz and, you got yourself in quite a little pickle, my friend." Henry say, yeah. So, cut to all of them, cut to Henry say, "Here's what I'm thinking. All right, so I'm going to go to the pet store. I'm going to find a bird that looks exactly like..." Ray say, eh, that's stupid. Cut to all of them and cut to Henry and said, "Okay." Ray next to Schwartz said, "What you need is a bird clone." Cut to Henry's like, cut to Jasper and Charlotte looking at each other. Cut to Henry and said, "What?" Cut to Ray looking at Schwartz says, "Can you clone a bird?" Schwartz says, "Yeah." And Ray said, "He can clone a bird." Looked at him again and said, "What you need, a feather?" Schwartz says, "Yeah." Ray said, "He needs a feather." Cut to Henry with a look on his face. He said, "We can get a feather." Ray cut to Ray said, "Great. You get us a feather. Schwartz clones a new bird that doesn't know nothing from nothing. We kill the old one, swap in the new one. Bada boom, bada bing." Schwartz and Jasper go to the bed in cages. To Jasper jumping up with excitement and said, "Yes." To Henry said, "Let's not kill the old one." Cut to Ray next to Schwartz said, "Potato, potato, just bring us a feather." Sir Henry next said, "It's potato, potato." Ray next door said, "Potato, potato, potato, potato. Just bring us your spicy tomato." And he walks away. Cut to Swan saying, "Bye." And he closes his watch. Cut to go into the closet and say, "All right, easy enough. I'll get a feather." Cut to him opening up the closet door. And Otto saying, "Henry, it's get danger." Charlotte said, "He really likes saying that." Henry said, "Yeah." It cut to Piper walking into his room. And Piper, Jasper said, "Hi, Piper." So all of them, Henry closes the closet door and he acts like their cool face. Cut to Piper saying, "Hi." And cut to all of them. Cut to Piper and said, "The cops are downstairs. They want to talk to you and Henry." Cut to Jasper looking at Henry while Henry is looking at Jasper and said, "Then we will go downstairs." To Jasper behind Piper and saying, "Let's go." Behind Jasper and said, "Fantastic. I'm excited." And he turns around to Charlotte and said, "Get a feather." And he closes the door and Charlotte's just the puzzled face. And while they're in the house hallway, Otto said, "Henry, is it danger?" And cut to Piper looking at them and said, "Did one of you just say something?" And Jasper said, Jasper next to Henry said, "I said, Henry kissed a stranger." Cut to Piper and cut to both of them. Henry said, "Sure did." Cut to Piper and said, "Mom told you to stop doing that." And cut to Piper walking out, whether Jasper has a confused look on his face. Then Piper follows his sister. And Jasper walks behind him. Cut to Charlotte back in Henry's room. And she opens the closet door and sees Otto. He said, "Okay, Otto." He said, "You're not using all those feathers, are you?" He said, "Can I just grab one?" And so, cut to Otto squeaking, walking, and screaming. And cut to Charlotte said, "Gah!" And somehow they were fighting to get the feather. And somehow Charlotte was pushed out. And so she came running back in saying, "Gah!" And then Otto squawks. And come back to Henry's house. And Jasper saying, "And then I caught the bird thief's ninja star in midair. And I was going to throw it back at him. But I have a code. I won't kill." Cut to both officers. Cut said, "I'm like Batman. If Batman had a mustache." And cut to Officer Walnut, who we see for the first time, who was Miles and Mika's auntie. And cut to Officer Walnut saying, "And what were you during all this?" Cut to Henry. Cut to Henry, who was puzzled while Jasper was talking, and cut to him while the officer spoke to him. And he's like, said, "I was upstairs." Cut to Officer Walnut saying, "Hiding?" Henry said, "No." Officer Walnut said, "Crying." To Henry's like, "No." Officer Walnut next to the other Benson and said, "Just write down crying." Cut to Henry, couldn't believe the look. After Benson said, "Blondie was crying." It cut to Henry standing up and took a look at his sister with a sad stuff on her face. It cut to Henry saying, "Hey," he said, "What are you doing?" To Piper walking towards her brother and said, "I'm taking a bunch of all by my selfies." Cut to Henry going towards his sister and said, "All by my selfies?" Piper said, "Yeah, sad pictures of me being alone because someone stole my bird. I post them online and people give me attention." Cut to Henry said, "Huh." He said, "Does that work?" To Piper said, "Oh, heck yeah. Look how many thoughts and prayers I've gotten." And he looked at Piper's phone. Cut to Henry said, "Wow." He said, "That's a lot of T's and P's." Piper said, "Of course it is. Look how sad I am." And he gives Piper the look. And somehow a guy named Pablo walks in to the officers. And Officer Walnut said, "Hey, Pablo." And cut to Pablo next to the officers. And Pablo said, "Sure." Officer Benson said, while Henry turned around with his sister, said, "This is our police sketch artist." And cut to Henry and cut to both all of them and said, "We need you and your cowardly friend to help tell him what the thief looked like." Jeff said, "Oh, I don't think he got a good look at the perp. This guy ran away pretty quickly." And cut to Henry's defending himself, saying, "Actually, I didn't run away quickly. Okay?" going towards them and said, "So, I accidentally did get a good look at the perp. I know exactly what the perp looks like." Cut to Jasper said, "You do?" Andrew said, "Yeah." He said, "I do." Cut to Officer Walnut and said, "Then tell Pablo exactly what he looked like." I cut to Henry and said, "Well, I didn't say I knew exactly what he looked like." So Officer Walnut said, "Oh, you said exactly." And Henry said, "Did I?" Cut to Officer Walnut and said, "With emphasis." Cut to Henry backing up and Officer Pablo walking towards him and said, "Okay, then I will describe to Pablo exactly what he looked like." And he sits down on the couch, and Pablo sharpens his pencil, and sits down and looks at Henry straight in the eye. And cut to Henry and said, "Wow, that's a lot of contact, Pablo." And cut back to Pablo, and cut back to Henry's room, and screaming and squawking. And somehow Charlotte got the feather, and Charlotte's like, "Got it!" And cut to Otto saying, "Henry is in danger!" And Charlotte's like, "Oh, shut up, Otto!" And she slammed the door. Somehow she realized it and cut to her opening the door again and said, "Sorry for slamming the door." Closes the door again and she walks out of Henry's room. Cut to Henry and say, "And his left eye was brown." Cut to Pablo. Cut to all of them. And back to Henry Gay. And his left eye was also brown. And that's all the perp's face parts. Cut to the officers. Cut to Henry again. Cut to Officer Walnut with bits in and said, "Let's see it, Pablo." Pablo's like, "Is this the man who stole the bird?" Cut to him with a portrait of exactly like him, which I thought was hilarious. And cut to Henry looking at Jasper while looking at the portrait said, Henry's like, "That's him." Jasper's like, "Go get him, boys." And cut to Charlotte coming back down and she's about to run for it. And cut to Officer Ben said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 who's this?" Cut to him and say, Charlotte going down, and cut to Henry said, "That's my friend, Charlotte." Cut to Charlotte said, "Yeah, hi." I said, "Gotta go." To Benson stopping her, and Charlotte stopped and said, "Not so fast, Carla." Cut to turning around and said, "Go to Officer Benson," and said, "If that is your real name." Cut to Charlotte and said, "It is not." Cut to him looking at the portrait, then her, then looked at the portrait again and said, "She's good." And she turned around and walked out of Henry's house. And now it's the KLVY news station. And Mary Gaberman said, "A candlelight vigil is being held tonight with Otto's pictures at a Swellview home for Otto's future junior high's beloved class parrot, Otto, which captured earlier today by this man with a portrait of Pablo," which is really funny. Cut to Trent Overrider and said, "That's right, Mary." A police department spokesperson said, "Hey, wait, that guy looks familiar. Let's go live at the Candlelight Vigil with Brian Bender." Mary Gaberman said, "Oh, I know him." He said, "He's Brian from the news." He said, "Where I work." Cut to Brian Bender at Henry House front porch, and while Henry and Jasper were in the back room with the others, and Brian Bender said, "Thanks, Mary. I'm here with Piper Hart, who is sad." So Piper said, "This isn't about me, Brian. It's about Otto. And the GoFundYourself account I set up for my pity party, I am accepting donations right now." To Brian Bender and said, "That's very brave of you." Piper said, "I know." And turned to Brian Bender and said, "But good news. Police say a specially trained burn sniffing snake is being right to his location to help find Otto." To Henry and Jasper being the bag one, which is not good, going towards Brian and said, Henry said, "Wait, what?" And Brian said, "Yes, boy. A special bird is sniffing snake. It's on its way and say it will definitely pick up Otto's scent and lead him right to whatever the thief has hidden Otto." Henry realized that Otto was in his room. And he said, "Oh, okay." He said, "Great." He said, "I will stay here then." And then a couple of seconds later, he go into the screen and he ran and back inside the house. Realizing that Otto was in his room and he slammed the door. Well, Jasper was still there. And Brian Bender said, This has been Brian, the Fender Bender for the KLAY News Team. I'd like to give a shout-out to Mary from the news where I work. Cut to Mary Gaperman saying, hi. Cut back to Brian. Cut back to Trent and Mary again. Trent looking all confused. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We got three scenes involved in this, and that's Henry's house, the man cave, and the hot house front porch. Cut to the phone line ringing. Henry calling Charlotte in his room. And Henry's like, come on, come on, come on, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Mm-hmm. Cut back to the man cave. Cut to Charlotte's at, well, Woz was cloning the bird while Ray was sitting down. And Charlotte said, hey, Henry, what's up? Mm-hmm. So Henry say, hey, did Woz clone a new auto yet? Charlotte said, cut back to the man cave and say, hang on, hang on. He said, are we close? Woz says, I think so. Charlotte said, Woz says we're close. Cut to Henry said, all right, well, tell Woz to hurry up because there's a bird sniffing snake on its way and they're going to find Otto in my closet and everyone's going to hear him closing, opening the door. And Otto said, the moon landing was fake. To Henry, I said, hey, wait a second. Otto stopped saying that. Cut to Otto said, Henry, is it danger? And Henry said, dang it. And he closes the door. Charlotte said, well, why can't you sneak Otto out of the house before the bird-sniffing snake even gets here? Henry said, because my house is surrounded by people holding up picks of candles on their phones. And cut to back to man case and donating to Piper's Go Yourself account. Cut to him and said, I need that new bird. Cut to Charlotte said, and cut to him ending the call. Cut to Arlen next to Ray and saying, Henry says you gotta hurry up and clone a new auto. Cut to Woz saying, okay, every time you say, hurry up and clone, to all of them, cut to Woz said, that's when the mistake happens. To Charlotte next to Ray and say, but it is safe, right? Like, you cloned things before? Woz says, yeah, I've cloned myself, but, and he to Charlotte and Ray, cut to him and said, I mean, I myself have cloned, cut to Woz said, many things that are not me. And cut to Ray and said, Woz, did you clone yourself? Cut to Woz saying, no. To Woz said, yeah, see, the way you're saying no makes me think you really have cloned yourself. Cut to a clone of Woz trying to go where, and the real Woz just looked at him. And while Ray and Charlotte were talking, they're trying to shoot him away, but, and Ray said, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Charlotte's like, the long no makes him sound like he's lying, right? And tongued, and Woz and Close wants to shoot him away. Ray said, oh, totally. The short no is always true. The long no is, that means he's lying. And while he shooted the clone Woz away, and he pressed the button and said, oh, good. The clone is done. And he said, and everyone can move on. I cut to opening the door, and there was a new auto clone, and it was so beautiful, he took it out. Cut to Ray, was amazed, and Charlotte was amazed. Ray said, oh, wow. Charlotte's like, oh. To Ray, he looks exactly like Otto. To Woz says, that's the point, sweetheart. Cause Charlotte's like, yeah, hey, exactly the same in every way, Woz says, pretty much it just hasn't learned to say Henry is kid danger. Close says, Henry is kid danger. Cut to Ray next to Charlotte. Nice going, sweetheart. And cut him next to the clone. And now back to the Hart House front porch. Cut to Brian Bender next to Jasper saying, so, how long did it take you to grow that sweet stash? Jasper said, about 4 days. Brian Bender said, 4 days? That's it? Jasper said, I was in Iowa. Brian Bender said, that makes sense. And somehow this, like, boombox just came out of nowhere and started playing rock music. And somehow a guy named Robert showed up and said, anybody here call for a bird sniffing snake? Everybody was cheering and back in the house where Henry was. And he was on the phone with Charlie and said, hey, what's the holdup? The bird sniffing snake is here. Cut to Charlotte Woz and Ray cloning another one while Ray had the other one in his hand. And Charlotte said, yeah, we had a little problem with the first clone. Ding! Cut to Shora next to Ray and say, but the new clone is done and we're leaving right now. Cut to Henry said, wait, what was the problem with the first clone? Charlotte is saying, next to Ray, said, Schwa says Henry has kicked danger in front of it, and cut to him looking at Charlotte, and cut to Arnold clone number two saying, Henry is kicked danger. Cut to all of them looking at Charlotte, and the first Arnold clone said, Henry is kicked danger. Charlotte said, we'll call you back. Cut to him saying, no, don't. And he looked at the phone and said, gah. And somehow he looked outside. And Robert's saying, is this a candlelight vigil or a library? And he looked out the window. And said, I said, anybody here call for a bird sniffing snake? And cut to everybody cheering. A cut to all of the clones that have been done. This is like the fifth one they've been cloned. And somehow they were, like, shushing their mouths not to say anything. Cut to them shushing each other, and all of a sudden, Schwaz gives Ray the bird. Tries to walk out. And cut to the autoclone and said, Henry is in danger! Cut to all of them looking at them. And go into the elevator, and they press the elevator button. And the fifth clone said, Henry is in danger! And Ray said, God! And Charlotte said, no! Cut to them being so pissed. Clone number two said, Henry is in danger. Ray said, shut up, all of you! The autoclone number third autoclone said, Henry is in danger. Ray said, why? And the fourth clone said, autoclone said, Henry is in danger. And cut back to doing the sixth one. Charlotte, looking at her phone, said, hurry up, Schwaz! Henry is freaking out! Cut to Schwaz, I told you, when you hurry the cloning process, that's when you get a lot of problems. Cut to Ray, said, we are out of time! Just give me something, anything that looks like a bird! Charlotte said, yeah, give him a bird, Schwaz! Fine, and he presses the button and said, he's not ready yet, but here's your bud. Cut to both Henry and Charlotte looking at, say, ah! And he looked at it. He was like, He said, I could sell it. I cut to the cheer rock. Back to the front porch. And the cheer rock music was still going on. And Henry and Jasper decided to join the party. And thing was crazy. And cut to Piper looking around. Well, she's so confused. And cut to Piper and said, okay. He's like, stop. And Robert caught the music. And Roberts looked at her and said, what's the problem? Cut to Piper said, the problem is that you've been showboating for 10 minutes. To Roberts, and cut to Piper said, are you going to let the snake out or so we can find Otto or what? Roberts said, yes, I'll let it out. Cut to Piper and cut to Roberts said, after the conga line! To Henry with Jasper saying, yeah! Cut to all of them going to Ford and the conga line. Piper said, no conga lines. So all of them said, just use your stupid snake to find Otto. Piper said, what is wrong with you? And cut to man Justin in the guitar and said, all right, people, hero coming through. Go home, make it wide. Cut to Henry, who's in shock, pretending to be shocked, said, oh, look. He said, it's Captain Man. So Jasper, him next to Jasper said, and he's got the real Otto. Cut to Charlotte following him. Cut to Piper said, did you find Otto? Cut to Captain and said, I sure did, little girl. He said, here you go. Taking out the tapestry. And he said, yeah. I was like, oh. But Jasper said, oh. Cut to all of them and cut to a freakishly clone looking of Otto, which is so disturbing. Piper said, whoa. What happened to him? Cut to Piper said, it looks like he's been microwaved or something. Cut to Captain Man and said, oh, well, you know, him next to Charlotte and said, the sickles that birdnapped him did not train him very well. Cut to all of them, all adult woman said, aw. Man said, aw. And the adult woman said, aw. To Piper and cut to Captain Man and Charlotte said, but when I found those people, I beat them up. And cut to them cheering. Captain Man with Charlotte said, I mean, I really did a number on him. And cut to crowd Oh, those bad people! Cut them, all them, and the crowd chanting with Piper saying, Otto! Otto! Henry, along with Jasper, they're chanting Otto's name. And Captain Man next to Charles said, Captain Man! Captain Man! Captain Man! Chanted, Captain Man! Captain Man! Cut to Captain Man next to Charles said, There you go! Cut to Captain Man next to Charlotte. Told you I could sell it. And cut to Charlotte's like, yep. And cut to Captain Man looking at Jasper and Henry. Henry gave the wink when Jasper gave the thumbs up. And it's come back to the man cave. Auto clone number 3 and 4 said, Henry is in danger. And clone number 4 said, Henry is in danger. Auto clone number 1 said, Henry is in danger. Clone number 2 said, Henry is in danger. The woman on TV said, Welcome back to Cooking with Accents. Cutting to all of them, Susan is preparing an ambitious bake with gingerbread and cardamom. Cut to, while Henry's munching on some chips, while Schwartz was to the side, while Charlotte and Ray were near each other, and cut to them. And let's hear what the judges have to say. Cut to auto clone number 3 and said, Henry is in danger. Clone 4 said, Henry is in danger. And that kept going on and on and on and on. And cut to Henry said, The birds are too loud. I can't hear the judges. Schwartz said, Yeah, or they have a funny accent. Cut to Jasper next to Henry said, Jasper, will you turn up the volume? Jasper said, Good idea. Henry said, I got a better idea. Let's turn the volume down. These birds. And he took out his laser and said, Permanently. To Charlotte Brockington said, No! And somehow the laser just ended up hitting Jasper's face. She was like, Ah! Cut to all of them, and Henry's like, Are you okay? She was like, You zapped Jasper in the face! Cut to Charlotte and Ray just looking at him. Ray's like, Charlotte's fault! Charlotte's like, It was Ray's fault! Cut to Jasper's face, and his mustache was gone, and the red thing was just there. And Jasper's like, You shot off my mustache! And Henry was upset, saying, No! To Ray next to Charlotte, It was an accident! Charlotte hit my zapper! Cut to Henry looking at them and saying, What were you thinking? To Charlotte next to Jasper and Ray and saying, You know, at least the bird shut up. To Auto Clone, At least the bird shut up! Cut to Jasper turning around, and Auto Clone number 2 said, At least the bird shut up! Clone number 3 said, At least the bird shut up! The fourth one said, At least the bird shut up! It cut to Charlotte and Ray fighting for the laser. It's like, no! No! And somehow Schwartz was going in the other way. The fifth one said, At least the bird shut up. The sixth one said, At least the bird shut up. Said, At least the bird shut up. Schwartz like, Give me! It was like, Ah! It said, Ah! And somehow Henry couldn't take it anymore. He decides to leave too and goes the other way. And on clone number 2 said, At least the bird shut up. Clone said, At least the bird shut up. At least Henry going the other way. Jasper just staying there where the stash used to be there. And Schwartz goes the other way while Charlotte and Ray just hitting for the laser. And that is about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 10, season 5 of Henry Danger, Grand Theft Auto. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, cloning these birds is a big pain in the butt, but them saying it over and over and over again is so annoying, and that's why I don't do birds as pets for a living. But, yes, I hope you loved this episode. Shout out to the cast and crew for a great episode, and I really loved it. I give it a 10 out of 10 overall just because funny with birds, and B, it's just freaking hilarious, and that last one, though, yeesh. That's good whatsoever. But I don't know if they're going to get the original Otto back, but we don't know at this point. But, yeah, I thought the episode was great, and I loved it, and that's what counts, 10 out of 10. So I can't wait for the next episode next week, and this episode was great, awesome, and I loved it, so can't wait to do another one next week. So I'm pumped and excited, and that's about it. So next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, and that is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like The Mandalorian Season 3 is coming out tomorrow on Disney Plus, and I am so dang excited to take this 8-episode journey of Season 3. If you're a big Star Wars fan and are a fan of The Mandalorian, well, it's back for a third season, and I am so dang excited, so I cannot wait to watch this with a friend of mine and recap on Twitter, so make sure you go and check that out. That would be awesome. But, yeah, so I'm so excited for The Mandalorian Season 3, and I'm so pumped. I'm excited. If you're a big Star Wars fan, well, we get another treat tomorrow, so I'm really excited about that, which comes out March 1st on Disney+. Make sure you go and check that out, and I'm really pumped and excited. So, Mandalorian Season 3, Disney Plus, I'm so excited. So, yeah, I cannot wait to do it. And, yeah, it's going to be exciting. And the new movie, Creed 3, comes out this Friday. So if you've been a fan of the Rocky franchise, if you've seen the other two Creed movies, you're never going to see anything like this one, the third installment. And Michael B. Jordan makes his directorial debut in this film, but not starring this film as well. And Jonathan Majors, if you've seen him in Quantumania, this one role for him is brutal. And I am so dang excited to go see them head-to-head in a battle of boxing. And I'm so freaking excited about it. And if you're a Rocky fan and you love Creed movies, you should go and see Creed 3 this Friday. You should go and take your get your tickets. I highly recommend. Trust me. This is going to make you love a story even more. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And I cannot wait. So it's pumped. I'm pumped and excited, so make sure you go and get your tickets, and you don't want to miss this one. And I recapped episode 10, season 5 of Henry Danger, Grand Theft Auto. And this is why I don't do birds for a living, guys. I mean, if you don't know a pet bird, and it almost blows your secret identity to the entire world. First, last week, Henry's school almost found out, and now the bird almost finding out. Hoy freaking vey. Henry doesn't even catch a break. But, yeah, so they solved the problem. Everything was okay. And who knows if they got the original auto back or not. But, yes, yeah, so I give this an episode of 10 out of 10 overall. Shout out to the cast and crew. Awesome, a good job. And this was bonkers. I told you this episode was bonkers. So, yeah, so 10 out of 10 for this episode. And I cannot wait to see what's next. So, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And whatever it is, I'm happy with the result. So, yeah, so if you love this episode as much as I did, then this one was the best for you. I mean, this is a good one, awesome job, and I cannot wait to see what's next. So great job on this episode, and it was good, so I cannot wait to see what's next. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is when I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. Again, this woman, I repeat, this woman shaped my childhood. Whenever it's acting or music or anything else, she is a total rock star. She is an icon, she is a legend, and she is the moment. And Demi Lovato is all of those things, and trust me, she went through ups and downs in her career and her life as well, and I just love her and her music just because not only she's doing what's right and for her fans, and it's really, really awesome. So Demi Lovato is kind of like my childhood at this point, and she's awesome. She's really, really good. And yeah, so we're starting her third album today, which I am so freaking excited. It's called Unbroken. I'm really excited to start her album. So it's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. And I chose my 5 songs for the next couple of weeks. So I hope you enjoy this album. And yeah, I think this third album is going to hit you right in the feels. So I cannot wait. And Demi Lovato, this is for you, my girl. Okay, so this is the first song that I chose from her third album, Unbroken, by Demi Lovato, and it's called All Night Long with Missy Elliott and Timbaland. Well, this is the collaboration I never heard of, like, whatsoever. Seeing Timbaland and Missy Elliott going to them for the first time, that is amazing. So shout out to Demi for that collaboration. And this song is just so good. It's so amazing. And it's a new sound to Demi's music. So I cannot wait to hear the song. If you haven't heard the song yet, well, you have a treat there. So, yeah, so if this is your new song, then bon appetit. So, yeah, I cannot wait, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it, so it's going to be a blast. So, yeah, so Demi Lovato fans, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato and you love your music, she turned off the speaker so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along. It makes me happy and makes you happy. So here it is, the first song from I chose from her third album, Demi Lovato, Unbroken. It's called All Night Long with Missy Elliott and Timbaland. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started, shall we? Album, I was like, oh my god, this song is so cute. It's lovey-dovey. I'm like, ah! Oh my god, I'm thinking about my man right now. But, because of the song, so thank you, Demi. But, yeah, this song is so good. It's absolutely amazing. And her first collaboration, and it's so good. It's so amazing, and it's a new sound. So if you love Missy Elliott or Timbaland's music, and Demi Lovato's music as well, go put the song in your playlist. I guarantee it that much. And trust me, Demi, you did such a great job with the song and collaborating with those two legends. And there's all I can say about Demi's music at this point. So if you love that song, go put it on your playlist. I guarantee it that much. And if you miss your man so much, go put it on your playlist or not. But, so I dedicate this song to somebody in my life. Jace, baby, I love you. But, yeah, so Demi, great job with the song. And yeah, make me so happy. So go to put it on your playlist, and I'm happy about that. So Yeah, and that's what that matters. So, can I wait for another song next week? So, stay tuned. And there's nothing more I can say about Demi. So, good job, Demi. And I can't wait to see what more you could do next. And who knows at this point. But, yeah, that's it. So, make sure you go and give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, I want you to follow this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you listen to your podcast. And that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're looking for a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, we should go to the Mousetribe Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. So, first one is called Cartoon Fan, when she does episodes of every cartoon you can think of from every major network, from cartoons that you know and love for your kids. If you have kids and you love cartoons, then this is the podcast for you. I highly recommend it, so you should go and listen, and I guarantee that much if you're a cartoon fan like yourself, and trust me, this is the podcast you should follow, so you should go follow that one. The second one is all about the Danger Girl. It is called Danger Girl. That's right. She recaps and reviews of all of the Henry Danger universe. Whenever it's Henry Danger or Danger Force or anything else, go to Danger Girl. I highly recommend. And she is awesome. That is fantastic. And she reviews and recaps each episode of both shows. So I cannot. If you're looking for another podcast like mine, so that's the second one. And last, but certainly not least, if you're a big fantasy fan fantasy of Henry Danger or whatever, go to Henry Danger Stories. So she goes on Wattpad and writes every single fan fiction chapter about Henry Danger. And I think I love this concept so much. And oh my god, why did I think about this? But yes, if you've been a fan fiction, if you love Henry Danger, go to Henry Danger Stories. I highly recommend that much. And yeah, that's all I can say. If you love fan fiction and Henry Danger, that's the podcast for you to follow. So, yeah, so if you make, but before she had any of that, she had only one podcast presents horror and Henry Danger and anything else. It was Community, but it was no longer with us. But I did interview her twice back in the day. So if you want to hear what we did topics back in the day or what we episodes of Danger Force, season 1 of Danger Force episodes that we did, or what songs we did of the week, go to Community in my description and my podcast. You'll find her right the way. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and trust me, she is the best. And I'm so proud to call her a fan and a friend, and I'm so glad I found her on my For You page on social media. So Kamina, you are the best. I love you so much, girl, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, guys, but I just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day from the United States or across the pond. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to let me listen to me blabbing for hours, and trust me, it's really, I put the hard work into this, and you guys just keep me smiling and keep me going, and I hope I won't let you down. So that's my only job, is to make you happy, and that's what matters, and that's what counts, and that's all I can say. So, yes, I love you guys, and I hope I can make you smile by the end of it, which is a good thing. So, yeah. But make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Or you can follow this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you go share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans to know if they're bored out of their minds or on vacation or whatever they're doing or etc. Or if you're a fan of Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, so thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and just, yeah, that's it. So if you want to follow me on social media, no problem. Go to miss.holland92 on Instagram for anything content about me, about myself, and about my interests. And that's all I can say. So if you want to follow me on social media, please do so. Miss.holland92 on Instagram, please do so. And I hope if you're coming from this page, go follow me on Instagram. Please, that would be great. But if you are looking for a movie to watch or a good review, I got you covered. On my other account, which is Marilyn Susan, I do exactly just that. I do all my review whenever it's Star Wars, Marvel, DC, I got you covered. So they're all my reviews and they're my opinions, so you don't have to agree on them whatsoever, but you can if you want to. But yeah, so make sure you go and follow that account. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. Follow me on Marilyn Susan if you're looking for a good movie to watch. And that's all I can say that much. And yeah, make sure you go follow my Marilyn Susan account on Instagram. Looking for a good movie to watch. And I do like other like adventure movies as well. So make sure you go and check that out. So that would be great. Thank you. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992. Exact same content. I review my red carpet looks. I do all TV shows, which is Star Wars, Marvel, DC, Paramount shows, whatever. I got you covered on that account. Make sure you go and follow me on Twitter. That would be really, really great. And I do reviews on that. Just go and check that out. I really appreciate it. And just comment if you're following me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And that would mean a lot. So, yeah. So, and also, if you're having trouble looking for the podcast, no problem. If you are following me on Instagram, go to my profile, Miss.Holland92. The link is in my bio over there. But if you're on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, click on my profile. It'll take you straight to my profile page, and the link is over there as well. So let me give you some instructions so you know how to do this right. So if you follow me on Instagram, which is Miss.Holland92, or when it's on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, click on my profile page and click on the link in my bio. It will take you straight to my podcast page, and if you're there. So if you're on the bio, there's all the episodes there whatsoever, my podcast page, yada, yada, yada. But you got to click on the button that says more platforms. So click on more platforms. It will take you straight to all the platforms that are listening to this podcast. And if you recognize to any of those platforms that you're subscribed to, click on that particular icon. Make sure you click on it. Just type in your email and your password, which you already do it whatsoever. And make sure you accept it. And next thing you have to do is click that follow button. And boom. You have joined the Man Fan Family. So, yeah. So, if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. And my goal is to make you comfortable. Whatever you're a parent or a man fan back in the day. Or if you're looking for something for your kids to follow, I got you covered. So, yeah. So, make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And who knows? Maybe you'll like this new show by the end of the day. So, yeah, so sit back, relax, enjoy your beverages, enjoy your snacks, and who knows? Maybe you'll let your kids watch the show after this. So welcome to the party, and please make yourselves comfortable and enjoy the show. But to all the people who've been following me since day one, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are the absolute best. And next month will be my third anniversary of this podcast. I started this podcast journey when we couldn't get out of our house because of quarantine. And I wanted to do this job since I wanted to put a huge smile on your faces by the end of the day. And we didn't have a Henry Danger podcast. So I decided to make one of my own. And 3 years later, almost 3 years later, guys, you pressed that follow button like crazy since the past few weeks. And you guys were absolutely nuts. But after years went by, you still stuck with me, even though that you went out with your normal lives again, and it's just like, still took the time to listen to me. I have no words. So I just want to say thank you so much. And the third anniversary is around the corner. I am so dang excited. Just follow your dreams, guys. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't follow your dreams. And make sure, if you have a project that you love doing, go for it. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. Trust me, I wanted to do this to make people happy, and that's my freaking job. And I want to give a shout out to somebody who means a lot to me, and that's Henry Hart and Kid Danger himself. Jace, I love you. You make me like the person I am today, and you're my motivation because of this podcast and because of the show. And that's why I got the show to begin with, was because of you. I just want to say thank you, and to the rest of the cast and crew of the show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the cast members and the crew for doing their fantastic job for the past 6 years, for the past 5 seasons. And this is kind of like a shout out, so I don't want to cry on the camera that much, but I just want to say thank you all, and make sure you go follow your dreams, guys. And I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is on this platform. And that is my job until the very end. So I love you guys. Keep following your dreams and keep being yourself. So I love you guys. And let's keep this going. So, yeah, that's about it. So I love you guys so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.